we saw today that finally we are able to get some answers from the university system. Unfortunately, there's a whole lot of questions left to be answered. We saw today that there's no clear accounting for how the tuition dollars were put into such a huge slush fund without the regents clearly understanding what they were. We saw that tuition increases went up much faster than they had to based on the balances that they had. And ultimately, he admitted today that they just began to develop a plan to spend much of this money since it was uncovered by our CPA caucus. So it seems to me that today's hearing, rather than answering questions, just raised a whole lot more that need to be answered as we move forward.
And probably more. The scariest thing to come out of this today is apparently the Board of Regents hasn't got a clue as to what's going on. And whether or not we want to admit it, they are our statewide school board for the university system. They're the ones that are supposed to be setting policy, making determinations. In seven different instances today, President Riley said, well, they have a committee that might vote on it, but the whole Board of Regents doesn't. It seems to me we have to take a hard look at the function and the relationship between the people's representatives over the university system. The Board of Regents should be more than a salute and a pat on the back to one of your old friends. They ought to be there. They ought to be running Wisconsin's school system. Now, after listening to what I did today, I am convinced that the Board of Regents, based on the answers I was given today, probably don't know 50% of what's going on. They didn't know about the growth when it went from 277 to 393 in 10-11, 11-12. That triggered a 5.5% increase in 11-12, 12-13. Every 1% generates $7.3 million, and they're setting on 393. And I'll bet you the farm that the Board of Regents, A, didn't know about the 393. I'll bet you the Board of Regents, I want to see the vote done by the Board of Regents authorizing their employee, Kevin Riley, to raise tuitions 5.5% on the backs of the middle-class kids of this state. I want to see that vote. And every one of you in the press should demand to see that vote. An action taken by an employee without the governing body's approval had devastating impacts on hundreds of thousands of young people struggling to become the future of Wisconsin. And we asked him that question. We asked him a number of other questions. Again, did the Board of Regents authorize $300 and some million that was just found to be spent? Do they know what the $106 million in general development even is? Do they know anything? I think the shame of today is that the Board of Regents appears not to be in charge and in control over our university system. And that's a sad commentary, and we're going to take a hard look at it.
So are you talking about reforming the way that Board of Regents is constituted, or what?
We're going to look at this question. We've had a problem. We have 472 local school boards in the state of Wisconsin. We all know that. And over a period of time, the school boards, through a series of events, stopped being the manager and the runner of those school districts, whether it was Nina, Oshkosh, Mequon, wherever the case may be. Is that disease crept into the Board of Regents? Does the administration of the University of Wisconsin send them a one-page note and say the answer is yes or no? Do they actually come down here and read this stuff? Did they actually know? I talked to two regents just in the last day and a half who did not know about this surplus. If they didn't know about this, what else don't they know about?
But that, goes to the heart of the question, though. Well, because the whole reason that they asked us for more accountability and more transparency in their process was so we could empower the Board of Regents to make decisions instead of having the legislature involved.
But that transfers then, given the scenario we found, it's giving employees of the state of Wisconsin not only administrative functions, but policy function. And that ought to be left to the legislature, the governor, and the governing body. And the governing body ought to be the Board of Regents, because they work for all the people of Wisconsin.
If it is determined that's what was done, should Kevin Riley still be the president of the
United States? I'm not in a position nor am I advocating for the dismissal of an individual. It's the system that needs to be cleaned up. We have, what, 18, how many do we have? 18 regents?
I believe it's 20.
Well, whatever it is, it's time the Board of Regents hauls these people in and say, what's going on here? Instead of having one region who's going to be leaving in a couple months come out with a really bad deal out of La Crosse in the newspaper. The rest of the regions. I think we have a problem with the governance of the university system. We have a serious problem. And the next generation are paying for this, last but not least.
Well, what do you want to do?
Let me finish and then you can jump in. There's a degree of arrogance here on the part of the university. They all think they're PhDs and we ought to be working at a Jiffy Lube. Well, that's not the way it works. The legislature's a heck of a lot smarter than they're giving us credit for. And your question, sir.
What do you want to do? What's your end game here? Cut their GPR?
It's way too early to tell. I mean, we just found out about this on Friday. So I think, number one, part of the job of the legislature is to gather all the facts. And that's what we began to do today. We still are not entirely certain as to what the actual balances are. I had hoped to be briefed by the university later this afternoon with our leadership team in the assembly, and they've told us they need additional time just to be able to gather together the numbers. So my hope is that we'll be able to meet next week and have a clear understanding of how much money has actually been classified as restricted, how much is able to be utilized for other purposes, and how much they actually need for their ongoing appropriations.
So what do you make of their explanation, though, that 25% reserve is best practice? I mean, it's in the middle of the road for most people.
That means absolutely nothing.
Right.
We've heard that trick for 30 years here. We're only paying a professor $19,000, and Northwestern is paying 20, so we have to go to 20. The next year, Ohio State pays 23, so we have to go to 23. They always throw this number out. Wisconsin's unique unto itself. We have a different finance system than maybe other states do. We do more things. We do more outreach. Just because some other state has 25% in reserve doesn't mean that that's applicable to Wisconsin, but that's the model they always use.
I think both the legislature and the Board of Regents need to be involved in this discussion going forward. Some of the senators' points are spot on. What did they know? When did they know it, if they knew it? And they should be asking the question about the future of President Riley and the accounting system that we have. I mean, for me, today we ended up with more questions than really answers, and that's unfortunate. You know, the president failed to answer the question about the trust relationship, not only between the legislature, but the parents and the students. Talk about the potential for growth in fees. Yeah, we were talking about a 2% cap, but if we just simply shift it to fees in the future, I don't think that's something that the parents and families can live with either.
Let's also remember, though, that the state of Wisconsin, all of state government, has about $125 million in our rainy day fund. So for the legislature to think that without our knowledge, they needed to develop their own slush fund in case things would go badly for them means that the rest of the state had nothing to say about it. Now, if they wanted to do that and wanted to have a policy discussion, my office doors would have been wide open. I would have been happy to do it. But they made the decision on their own, and it sounds like without even the input of the Board of Regents. So if we had that happen at the Department of Corrections, where they decided to develop a billion-dollar slush fund in case we would cut their budgets later, all of us would say that was wrong. So the idea of somehow setting themselves up as a standard with what other universities do, I think, is a totally specious argument. Because in reality, all of state government, especially the ones that we care about the most, like the university, need to be part of the conversation going forward, not be a world unto themselves.
Do you want to take back some of the additional authority and flexibility you gave them in the last budget?
That's certainly one of our options. As we decide today, if we do not approve the personnel system by coming back, we can just have OSER continue to negotiate on their behalf. So there might be an option of just not going forward with the personnel system at all. We have not had that discussion, but that certainly is an option on the table. I have gotten calls all weekend long from my colleagues demanding that we not fulfill all of the promises that Governor Walker made to the university system. We have not had that discussion as a caucus or even as a finance team, but I certainly think, in light of the fact that $1 billion of money was found, it is going to change the discussion as to how we give money to the university going forward.
But isn't it a little bit different? You talk about comparing it to the Department of Corrections. I mean, the university is only funded with, 16% state funds. The rest is funded otherwise. It wouldn't be the same as if Corrections decided to keep a big reserve fund. It's different because there's a separate sort of, they are not huge percentage.
You know what, Jessica? You make the point exactly why they don't need a huge reserve fund, because they rely so little on state resources. They have all the other funds that that are out there, they don't need to keep $1 billion in reserve. Remember, the entire appropriation that the state of Wisconsin gives the university is about $1.2 billion. So they're keeping $1 billion in reserve, assuming that what we're going to eliminate it someday. That's not going to happen. In fact, Governor Walker proposed a pretty substantial increase in the money that we were giving. There was a temporary dip during tough times, just like all agencies had. Now, as things return, we were going to be increasing funding. The question really comes down to, they don't have the ability to even have a conversation with us because somehow in Van Nuys, they thought they were smarter than we were, which is why they had to stockpile the money away and why they were able to actually increase their tuition slush fund at the same time telling us they didn't have enough money to continue programs.
Do you think Kevin Riley ought to be fired?
It's not really my discussion or my decision to decide whether or not Kevin Riley should stay, but I would say that I think that the current leadership team at the university system has got serious credibility problems with legislators, I assume on both sides of the aisle, but especially amongst Republicans. And at a time when you were supposed to be here and we had been giving more and more authority based on that trust, I think it is entirely wiped out. So the question really comes down to, if he is the person to lead, we're going to have a conversation about the trust going forward.
I think bigger than just the credibility with the legislature is that you have to ask yourself, what's the credibility of the general public and the parents and the students? I think that's the question that the Regents need to ask.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.